VentureCast.
It's wintertime. When temperatures go down, the likelihood goes up that your furnace and other appliances go down with them. So don't risk a costly replacement. Stay comfortable with coverage on the appliances you depend on most with the Service Guard Appliance Repair Program from Black Hills Energy. It's peace of mind in a plan. Visit blackhillsenergy.com/signup to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. I'm so excited to have Kelly Jo back on the show with us tonight and Free Psychic Readings Friday. I'm going to start picking that up more, guys. I apologize for a few weeks absence. I had some health issues. I'm getting better now, though. I just want everybody to know that there's good things ahead. I'm really excited about going into the fall and going into next year. I really think there's a lot of momentum that's going to be coming for us in positive ways. I know we've all been through a lot of negativity, but there's going to be better things ahead. So let me bring Kelly Jo on and bring her on here right now. Give me one second. Kelly Jo.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having me again.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Thank you for agreeing to come on. What's new with you, if you'd like to share anything with our audience?
Well, I'm going to have another show October 17th. I'm just going to be just us chickens, just me.
Excellent.
And then
excellent.
In November, I'll be in Naples at the fair, so that'll be fun.
Great. Very good. I'm just excited. Megan and I have been working on psychic visions, and I'm very pleased to announce, I did tell you this before we got in here, that we've done the first two episodes, but we're going to launch it at some point when we work with our Electrocast Media people that we're close with. We're going to try to launch it in October, I think. So it'll finally be a fruition thing. That's come to fruition for us instead of just talking about it. So I'm really excited.
Congratulations. Yay.
Yeah. And I have one other thing to announce, just so you know. I just signed the contract, Megan and I, with Electrocast Media, our producers, and we're creating what's called the Paranormal Universe. And what it is a network with Electrocast Media for any psychic or supernatural or any podcaster that deals with those areas, missing people even, true crime stuff. We're going to have a pretty broad definition of what's considered paranormal. In my opinion, everything's paranormal. It doesn't matter what it is, because Kelly Jo, you can agree to this. When you're a psychic, I mean, anything someone tells you, you don't really say that sounds, outside of the box, because what's the box? So we're going to have this new network, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to give us, Megan and I, a chance to do some podcast network origination, which is something totally outside of producing a show. So we're really looking forward to it. So if you know anyone who has a supernatural or paranormal programming kind of thing, hit us up. I'm happy to talk to anybody, because this could be a really great opportunity for yourselves and Electrocast Media, the company that we're associated with, and I think you'll really enjoy it. And Electrocast is owned by, Peter Rappelson and Mark Netter, and if you look them up, you'll see they're very big authorities in the entertainment industry in L.A., so I'm just really excited. So that just recently happened.
Neat.
So, yeah. And, so that's what's up. Let's take our first caller, because we got a lot of people on here, and I want to make sure we reach as many of these people as can of our viewers, listeners. Hi, 727. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo or myself?
Hi, Jason and Kelly Jo. It's Jill from Florida. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Jill. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
I just had
a reading from Kelly Jo on Monday on her show. So my question is, and I haven't asked in a long time, my husband lost his wedding ring in July, and we still have not found it. Are we ever going to find it?
I can go first if you want, Kelly Jo.
Go ahead, Jay.
My spirit guys literally jumped in, and they said yes, and they said divine timing. So it's still in the house. Time frame, I don't know, but you are going to recover. You are going to recover is my opinion. I think your house is pretty big, and there's a lot of little nooks and crannies in that place. So I'm sure, you know, a ring's not very big, especially if it's it might be even in a plumbing type of thing. You may have to take some extra steps to search a little deeper is what I'm being told.
Okay. We've tried everything, and I just don't want to go get another ring. Okay.
I agree with Jay. It's in the house.
Yeah. It's like hiding under plain sight.
Okay. Well, we have looked we've torn our bedroom apart.
One day you're going to be tootling along and it's like, ta-da!
Okay. Well, we hope so. I hope, because I just don't want to, it's a very custom ring and, like, I'm not going to be able to replace it.
It's under your nose, is how she phrased to me. Bless you.
Right.
It's under your nose.
Okay.
That's what I'll be. I'm hoping I'm right with it, but that's what I'm getting from my guide.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
I haven't asked in a long time, so I thought I'd ask one more time. All right.
No
Thank
problem.
You both.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you, Jill.
Bye.
Yeah, I definitely think she's going to find that ring. Every time she asks about it, I just feel that energy.
In the air.
It's there.
Ooh.
You see
Sorry.
Allergies. It's definitely something like that, so I can tell you for a fact. Let's see. We're going to go to the next caller. All right. Hi, 520. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. This is Lisa with Arizona. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm going to be moving. October 6th is my move-out date, and I wanted to know if my landlady that I'm leaving behind is going – I had a flood in the apartment in April. I had renter's insurance. Anyway, she told me on her side of it, she didn't want to put it through her insurance, and she ended up paying $7,000 out of her pocket. And my renter's insurance paid for just – me. So when I move out, am I not going to get my deposit, and is she going to charge me more than the deposit to make up for the money that she says that she paid for to dry out the apartment?
Okay. Kelly, you go first if you want.
I feel like that you guys are going to have to discuss, and you'll owe a little bit, but not too awful much.
Really? Because I'd want to take her to small claims court then. I don't think it's fair because my deposit is like $1,300, and she said she paid out of pocket $7. Do you think she'll charge me like a couple of thousand more?
Do you want me to jump in, Kelly, though, or do you?
Go ahead.
Lisa, I'll tell you this. As you were talking, first thing I got was the word deposit before you even finished your question or got into the substance of your question. And when that happens, that tells me, yes, you're going to have to deal with the issue. And it's going to require some type of negotiation. Whether or not you two are in court, I don't see that. I just see an attempt on both your parts to meet each other in the middle or figure something out with an additional amount. But then I also wrote down not much more than that. So I feel like there's an issue. You might negotiate this deposit, and you might get half your deposit back and the other half, or that there might be an offer like that. I don't know. Just look at all your options before you just go to small claims court. Try to work with each other first. It'll be least expensive and less time consuming. That's my legal side telling you that when you litigate or even in small claims court, it could take a while to have a result, you know, resolved because courts are very slow and overwhelmed. So if you were to go to small claims court, you probably have 1 or 2 years that you're litigating and waiting for something to resolve.
Well, you know, I'd be willing to give her the whole deposit if she would just drop it. You know, if she wants to
that's,
take the
that,
whole deposit.
I feel there's a possibility to that. I feel like there might be a willingness or a possibility. Just, I would say, try to talk to each other and see what you can accomplish yourselves before you resort to anything else. I think you might be able to find a way to.
You know, she knows I'm moving, and she hasn't brought it up, so, okay.
No, I think you just need to communicate with each other, clearly.
You think, Kelly, I'll
that'll
be
avoid
okay?
Things.
Yes, you're going to be okay. You might, like he was saying, you might lose your deposit, but no more than that.
That's exactly
okay,
it.
Good. I'm okay with that, as long as she doesn't go above the deposit.
Oh, no, she won't do that.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think she would either. That's what I said. Not more than that.
Okay,
so
good.
It's not much more than that. That's just your deposit. So.
Yeah, I can live with it then. And I'm, you know, I took really good care of the apartment. Well, thank
excellent.
You guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for supporting the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. 631. Hi, 631. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Foote. Do you have any questions for Kelly Jo and myself?
Yes. Hi, this is Greg from New York.
Welcome to the
show.
Just
want to see if you guys are picking up any health issues with me.
Well, and just one thing I'll say, we're not medical professionals, so health, we have to be careful with that, psychics. You know, it's just one of those things, we just got to be very careful with that. So.
I understand totally.
Yeah. Now, just one thing I'll tell you on an aside. I feel like what's coming up for you, like late part of this year going into early part of next year, you're going to feel more relieved about things in your life. And I feel like you're going to have a better handle of the things you need to do just to stay on top of things in your life. So it's going to be positive. But, yeah, we can't really answer those kind of questions on the show. We just have to be careful with that. But just keep a positive outlook. I do see positive things coming your way.
Okay, great.
Well, something that I have to say is just get a really good medical checkup and then – change your habits. You're going to have a lifestyle change, and that would help you tremendously.
Okay, great. Do you pick up anything about my career? What's going on with that? And maybe a possible move.
You are going to move to another state because of a job.
Okay.
And you're going to have good money, better benefits, and it's like more of a, you be head over people training. There's like training involved.
Okay. Great.
That sounds good.
All right. Thank you both.
I'll just tell you one other thing too. I got new opportunity. Yes, you're moving. Better benefits, like Kelly Jo said. You're going to get to travel, and you're not going to feel as, like, there's going to be greater financial opportunity for you, so you won't feel as like, stressed out about money as much in the future after you move.
Oh,
okay, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're going to meet some new friends, by the way. New people are coming to your lives that are going to be exciting. Like, you'll enjoy hanging out with them. Sometimes, you know, when you go through the last few years, a lot of people have some stale situations in their lives, and friends, old friends might have dropped off because they weren't relevant, right? I feel that in your energy.
Yes.
And so all I'm going to say is you have new people coming into the picture, and you're going to be very excited, and there's good stuff coming.
Good.
So don't hold on to the past. Look forward to the future as well for you.
Oh, good. Oh, I like that.
No problem.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Thank you, guys.
That's
thanks.
Wonderful.
All
thank
right.
you.
You're welcome.
That was cool.
What did we do? We just
all
did
right.
a twofer.
Yeah, that was cool, though. I like that. I liked her.
Yeah.
I liked her response. That's what Kelly Jo. Have you ever noticed that when you give a reading to somebody, and let's say you and I are like, we're human beings, right? I tell my clients about that. We're human beings, so we have bad days or something. But then I get to read with somebody, and the energy exchange with the reading always brings me up like it's a runner's high. And I always feel really, like, excited afterwards. Do you have that experience as well? Because people have asked me.
Oh, yeah. It's so exciting to be able to help people and give them something to look forward to.
I got a question for you. I'm sure some people in the audience might be interested, especially all the Floridians here. What do you think is going to happen with that storm?
It's good. We're going to get hit here a little bit. We're going to get wind.
Yeah. I see a brushing of the southern coast, and I felt like it's going to loop up towards the Panhandle.
It's going to curve into the up in the Panhandle area.
Do you think Tampa has an impact? I think we'll have like tropical form struck winds, maybe some hurricane one force. I don't know. I can't be that specific. I mean,
I think so.
Yeah,
I'm seeing a gun of 94 to 95 miles per hour. A speed gun.
Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay, a gust. Like a gust?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the other weird thing about that is I've done in the past hurricane stuff. So with a hurricane coming, it kind of is, you know, a unique thing. I'm praying that we're all safe and everyone has their insurance in place and has your, you know, take your necessary precautions, even though I haven't done any of that myself yet. But we get lulled when it comes to hurricane season because, you know, it's been quiet recently. Last year was. I just want to get your opinion because I know you're good with weather stuff.
And then I see the winds, you know, extending. It'll be pretty big.
Yeah.
So we'll be in, like, the brush of the wind field, and we're on the whatever the dirty side is.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Based on the quadrant it goes in. Interesting. I've had several calls today from my law side of my life bringing up the storm and asking me what I'm doing. I said, I'm doing my normal thing. Hold on, I'm going to get another call in here.
Okay.
Hi, 904. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for us? And where are you calling from?
Hi. Yes, I do. Hello?
What's your name?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida. The last time I spoke with you both, I asked a question and... like you said, it came through. I got the call actually yesterday. So it went in my favor. So that's good.
Cool.
It went in your favor?
Yeah.
Good.
It did. It just out of the left field, they're like, hey, we apologize. We did our research and that. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, thank you.
That's God blessing us right there, you know. So I'm so happy.
Yes. So I just wanted you guys to know. But my question today is I want to know what you see in regards to a past person came back, and I want to see how that is going.
What's the person's name and age? Those are the only two things I need.
N.
N, okay. H, approximate. You can give me approximate. Okay with that.
53.
This person, you want to go first, Kelly, or you want to go first? I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'll go after you.
Sure, absolutely. Couple of things. I feel like there's an effort to want to fix something from the past that they feel in their mind they may have broken or made a mistake with, and they have guilt. And they've been trying to work through some personal issues within themselves. I can't tell if it's like a compulsion or if it's just a mental health type thing, but I feel like they've been working on themselves a lot. But I just see caution, be friendly and get to know each other or you know each other well, obviously, but there's something, you know, I'm always open to people from the past, you know, being able to change and, you know, maybe circumstances like divine timing happen and people come back together. I feel like with this person, there's still a lot to work on before that level of any type of situation would be possible. So if you have patience, and no, it will take a while, then that's one thing. But if, you know, depending on where you stand on it, I feel like you're going to...
I'm too old to be going through this. I mean, this is like
you're gonna have a stable
going back 30 years, you know?
Yeah.
So...
yeah, you have some type of cosmic connection. I can't tell if it's a twin flame or if it's
I
something
know,
else. Like,
it's
like
it's
you never leave each
there.
Other. Twin flames never leave each other. Yeah.
It's like he's always finding me. Something
the
there, but
you in the same place, or yeah.
Yes, and I'm like, and
that's
he says you don't
energy.
Feel that. But I don't know. People change, you know. He has a wife that died, got a divorce, and I think it's just a whole lot of baggage.
You're entering
a new
relationship sometime next year. I feel like so. The one thing I'll say is just hold in there, because hold on. because I see after New Year's there's something new coming in your, like, the first part of that year, first quarter, so.
Okay.
Well, what I'm getting is that same pattern, different year.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you really want to do that?
You know the
I
ending,
don't.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's what I'm
saying. You know, I'm
you're
just saying.
You're becoming very intuitive recently. Yeah. Sorry, Kelly Jo.
But you've grown up and you've changed and you aren't the same person. And like Jason says, you got something better coming along. You don't
mm-hmm.
want to go backwards. Why go backwards?
That's true.
You know, forward ho, onward.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. It does.
Oh, that's, you know, don't ask me if you don't want to know.
A good month for
I do
want to
know because, yeah.
I'll say this. As you were talking to Kelly Jo just now, I got March of 2023 is when I feel like the relationship type of thing, a person you're going to meet that you have a really strong connection with, that you just won't be able to deny that. It's like so apparent. So that's what I'm hoping comes your way by that.
Okay.
It could be any time between now and then. I feel like March you'll really be aware of this person.
Okay.
In your life.
And I see it as an adult healed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'll be
very
with your
so.
Equal.
Yeah, you won't be a
that's
parent.
True. Got to level up.
Or,
so
you feel like you'd be parroting this person. You don't do that anymore.
No. Mm-mm. Those college days and young freshmen are, like, all gone. I can't babysit the 50-something-year-old anymore. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, that
50-something-year-old.
There's others that are good, but, yeah, you're going to be okay, though. It's going to work out. It's going to be positive. Don't stress about it. And I feel
like
between now and November, you'll start seeing a glimpse of what's ahead for 2023 for you in November. So.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You as well. Mm-hmm. Bye.
I love getting feedback like that. Very cool. All right. We have 216. Hi, 216.
Hello, good
welcome
evening.
To the show. This is Jason's Look. Good evening.
Hi.
What's your name? Where are you
Sharon.
From?
Sharon from Ohio.
Hi.
Thank
welcome
you.
To
it's chilly. What's your question for? Weather's dropping. Well, can you answer questions about my dog?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
yeah,
good. She's everything else is fine, but the past week and a half she's been shaking her head and itching. I have
she
not
has
seen her
ear food. Ear infection.
Is that what it is?
Yep. So take her to the vet. She probably has ear mites and an infection.
That would have, but I give her faithful the flea medicine. That has nothing to do with it, does it?
She has an ear infection.
Okay, I didn't. When you said mites, I'm like, oh my gosh, because I give her medicine for fleas, but
well, that
don't
handle the mites and ears.
Yeah. I'm definitely okay. That's I wouldn't even guess that at all.
And
wow.
she does have a head tilt. That's her ears.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
I'll say one thing. While you're at the vet, check the teeth. Check the teeth, too. There's something with the tooth or one of the teeth you need to get checked over. So.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, well, she is
brush
10
her
years
teeth.
Old. Excuse me. I don't brush them. She was a boss, obviously, a rescue. Her teeth are all gnawed
mm-hmm.
down because she lived outside and she was really treated bad. But I don't give her the chews. I give her all soft stuff.
Tie her to a tree.
I know, but she also needs her teeth brushed, hon.
I give her this liquid stuff that cleans her teeth. And the vet says it's been working.
Yeah.
You put it in her water.
I still think you need to double check it. Double check just
okay.
in
yeah,
terms
well.
Of having a – yeah.
Wow.
There's nothing like a real toothbrush.
I know. If she would let me do it. You're right. I know. they brush dogs' teeth all the time. Go on.
I'll say one thing to add in I'm picking up on. She was tied to a tree when she was mistreated, So that's why there's like this energy with her with certain trees or something. I don't know. It's hard to explain it, but don't ever tie her to a tree.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That would trigger.
I know. She was treated bad. Two homes she was. It was. I don't want to go into it. She's happy now.
Yeah, no problem.
And it was a man that it was a man that mistreated her.
Oh, and you know what? She's the most gentle dog, you guys. She is the most loving. I don't know. She's afraid of a lot of stuff, and she's like Velcro, but she's a great dog. I don't know why they treated
her. You've given her such a great home.
You've given her
such a great home right now. You're giving her such a great home now. You know, that's the important part of this. You're her family
she
now.
She put on
You've 25
pounds
her
since I've had her. That's
and she's so grateful to you.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
and all she wants to do is please you.
And that's all she wants is love. You give her car rides, you feed her, and you love her, and she's a happier than anything. She hates toys. I cannot. She's just a. She never barks. It's incredible. I can't get her to like toys. I don't know what happened to her.
Well, he beat her with toys, so she don't like those.
Oh, my God. I've had her for like 2 years now. I just love her. She's going to be 11. Yeah, I'll have to get her. Thank you. I'll get her ears checked.
Something about a bed, too, like a dog bed. I don't know if you have her bed by a certain, like, what's that noise? Like the negative noise they call it? Like those machines that, like, white noise? Something like that. She may find relaxing.
She's got
with
three
sleep.
Beds. One of them might be, one of them is by the window that opens one. Yeah, it may be the noise.
She,
you're right.
It's like the noise. If you get a white noise machine and put it near where in the same room where she, I think it could help her sleep better too. There's something about that.
Oh.
Actually.
And then wear a T-shirt and don't wash it and stick it in her dog bed.
That's
yeah,
so
it's
cute.
Your
she's
that's
the,
right.
Guys, she is just. She's known as a favorite dog in my development. I'm telling you, she's a great dog. I don't know who
I love
this dog.
I love animals.
Oh, so do I. I like horses, too. I'm a horse lover.
Nice.
But that'll help her sleep because she has the smell of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to get her ears checked.
Yeah.
I would have never
She'll
thought that. Thank you. I'm serious. Thanks.
You're welcome.
She will be okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
You too. You too. Thank you. Cool.
Rescue dogs are the most loving dogs.
Absolutely. I had a rescue dog from a pound. Hi, this is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show, 917. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Thank you. This is Jessica, and I wanted to know what you were picking up as far as me getting a job. I wanted to move forward. I've been applying for a bunch of places.
Where are you calling from, Jessica?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Have you applied to, like, somewhere that has graphic design?
No.
But there's something with design connected with it.
I don't know, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I went on an interview a little bit over a week ago for a manager position, and she said she was moving me on to the second round, but I haven't heard from anybody, and I just followed up with her again. But that's a management position for a retail thing.
Well, I'm seeing something with design. I have no idea, but and it is, you are going to be a manager, and you will have – you'll have, like, three people that work under you. And it feels like an independent, you know, like a independent job. You know, it's like a single person. It's not an organization.
Okay. Are you picking up anything about that manager position I interviewed with? It's for a waxing...
You're
going to
get a call back on that probably next week. And it looks like it could be like a Wednesday.
Okay. But you don't see me taking that job? Because I thought I was just going to kind of give into it.
Well, it's going to be your choice because you're going to have two people contact you. Choice between two.
Yeah, that's what I originally thought, but it's just been a it's been a little bit of a while, getting a little bit antsy.
Well, it's a little bit delayed, but it's still out there.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I'm getting exactly the similar type stuff. I got someone who's going to enter into a mentoring relationship with you at the next place you work at. It's going to help you as well grow with them is what I get. And I feel like when Kelly Jo was saying like an individual person, I got like a smaller business that grows while you're there and you work together really well with each other. And I feel like you're going to enjoy, you're going to bring people in under you, like Kelly Jo said, and then you're going to grow the company. Something's going to really be beneficial. And you're going to gain a lot of experience from it too. And it's going to be, I feel like it'll be very positive for you in the end. It'll be challenging sometimes, but it'll be positive.
You see, that sounds really nice. Did I already apply for that job or did I not find it yet?
I'm just telling you what I see. My clairvoyance went off with that. That's what I'm seeing. So in terms of specifics as to which company, I'm not that good. I wish I was. But I'm just seeing you employed, and I see you gaining, like, you're going to be challenged with stuff, with the position, but you're also going to get really good training or really good mentoring from this person. It's almost like they're just very patient, and they really love what they do, and it's not going to be something like, you know, sometimes you have supervisors, and they just either are checked out, or they're going through outside life factors or whatever it is. I don't see that in this environment you're going into. The people are going to be very serious. Like, the owner is going to, like, take a very strong interest in helping people, and I just see a positive thing out of it.
Yeah, that sounds like a perfect job for me. I'm wondering when that's I am excited about bringing that to me. Let's put it that way.
Well,
yeah, that sounds awesome.
I see that as a very clear, you know, between what Kelly Jo saw and what I see, I definitely can tell you you have some good stuff coming up. So just be a little patient. Be methodical, though. You know, and you already are, but half of it is the positive attitude. And I know that sounds kind of crazy to say, but if you keep a positive outlook, I believe in the law of attraction, and if you envision yourself as imagine that already, you know, think of it as happening already. When, not if. Don't ever say if. If you say if, you push something away, I believe, with the law of attraction kind of thing. Say when I do this. When I'm a manager, when I'm, you know, whatever. I don't see it very far away.
Okay, and are either of you guys having like a timeline on it? Yeah.
What do you think, Kelly?
When you see me working again?
I'm seeing by the end of October, you will have procured a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might even
all right.
End of October, you might be training.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I want it to be much sooner than that. I was thinking beginning of October.
By means within
okay.
any time.
Okay.
Yeah. It would be between
yes.
now and then, and there may be an extra step to fill out to get applied, to get accepted into the position, like there's an orientation or something that might take a little time, and it's just from there, so.
Okay.
Where
that's
you sit
excellent.
Down with
thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you so
yeah.
much.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. 305.
Hi.
Hi, 305. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? Where are you calling from?
Miami, and I'm
okay.
Hi, Kelly Jo. It's been a while. You've helped me in the past. A couple of weeks ago or so, we had a rain, and it rained for like an hour, and my street got flooded, and my house
What's
is 3 feet off. Sorry, Eileen.
Eileen,
so
thank you.
I'm just
all right. Good.
Thank you, too, Jason. So my question is, my house is going to be fine with this storm with rain. I have a new roof. House is 3 foot off the ground, and I just, you know, I'm concerned about the flood because I'm the house before the corner, and there's four drains there, and they all get clogged. And I'm the one that goes out there unclogging them.
What I would do is I would put, like, the sandbags along just for safety.
By the grass to the street?
Yep.
Yeah, because the water came right up to my
yeah.
front porch. Not the porch, the stairs.
Yeah,
the first step.
So I would do the sandbag thing.
Because, and then in a half an hour later, it's all in the ground. You know, it like just sucks it all in. It's just
like
heavy rain. Do you, yeah, do you see a lot of rain with this storm?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
I know, but it'll go fast. Hopefully,
it's going to be wispy and blowy.
Well, then I can handle. All my trees are trimmed. It's just the water.
Yeah.
And there's four drains there, and yeah, by Monday afternoon, I'm going to start putting up my shutters. I'm going to do that because I love my house. Do you see me staying here for
where
a couple more years?
For a while, yeah.
Okay, so everything will be fine.
That's,
I'll be protected.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I see
what
weathering
think, Jason?
It. No pun intended.
Go ahead.
I see you weathering the situation. No pun intended. I was like, we'll get through this. I know there's anxiety about the storm, but I think you're going to be able. I see the word embankment. So with those, like, you'll be able to do the sandbags and put enough of a barrier that maybe you'll diminish some of the impact of any water from it. So.
Yeah, because it was covering the grass, and then I have hedges, but it came right up to.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the grass.
Try to create like an embankment, like a wall with the sandbag.
Yeah.
Between
saying.
That plus your elevation there. Yeah. Good.
My elevation is good, and the backyard doesn't get flooded at all because it's on a slope coming down. All right, so I'll have to go and get some bags and sand tomorrow at the Shell Lumber and start. Yeah. Because, you know, their house next to me, there's no grass there, and it goes right into his yard and fills it up like a little swimming pool. But my house is a little higher. Yeah.
And do it too high.
Say what?
Two sandbags each in the line.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like, okay, from the street in, two sandbags.
Yeah, but
double
two sandbags, you know, one sandbag and then
high?
Another.
On top of each other, you're
saying? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to go onto his property. I'll just go onto mine because then the water runs down the street, and then it'll go into his property. And I don't think they ever see it outside their window on that side. It's a shame because then maybe they would change it. Okay.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Good. That's all I want to know.
I see you'll be okay. I'll see you'll be okay as well.
Where are you, Jason? Right.
Tampa, and Kelly Jo's in Palm Beach, right? We're all part of the state. So.
I'm in Royal Palm Beach, out west, by Wellington.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're over there,
all
and
right.
I'm on the Gulf side. Like, we got all of us are in the state in some way. We could be impacted
Let's just
by it.
Keep
but for whatever
blowing
reason,
this thing apart. Yeah. Let's just keep blowing this thing apart.
Normally, I get anxiety when it comes to these storms, but with this storm, I haven't had that at all. It hasn't really, like, registered as something that I feel like is going to be an impact here in this area. I may be wrong, but. I see wind and rain, but I don't see a massive, you know.
Right. It's not, yeah.
It's not like Andrew. Right.
No.
I feel like it has
no.
a good chance of going into the Gulf Coast, though. It is going to go in the Gulf Coast up towards the Panhandle, maybe even Alabama line, but or something
and
like
we'll
that.
And we'll get crushed with the outflow of the
winds
because it's going to be a big hurricane. So we'll get the you know how it fans out.
Yes. Exactly.
You know? And we'll get,
right,
like,
well,
I mean, you can't ignore global warming anymore. You know, climate change is happening. We see it in the storms. I mean, just the intensity and stuff. So, but I think for this situation, you'll stay in your location for quite a while as well. I agree with Kelly Jo on that.
Okay. Cool. Great. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Thanks. I am.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
I just am not as stressed about the storm.
No, I'm not real spazzed about it. I see rain and I knew one was coming because they had me bobbing in the ocean again. They always do that when we have a hurricane. But I just heard rain, like buckets of water splashed against the house and wind.
I had a premonition about a week ago that a big storm is going to hit more next year than this year, that there's going to be a pretty major event in Florida, possibly even like Tampa or the Gulf Coast on the side that hasn't been hit in over 100 years. I feel like there could be an impact next year, contributing to my reasons why I'm trying to relocate.
Really
I'm relocating.
Storm, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my spirit guides are telling me relocate inland, further up. Don't be along the
really?
Water. So that's a warning to me. Yeah, I was walking and it's like, don't stay here, move. So that's why I'm relocated. I'm like, okay. I don't want to be a situation like that. I mean, that's why I just tell anyone who listens, if you live in Florida, make sure you maintain your insurance and have a game plan, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. Do you pick up that about next year as well? Because I know sometimes when
we
talk,
I see
notes.
I see a pretty good one. You know, at least a 3 or 4.
I'm getting super strong storms or the future path of these things. Not now as much, but going into the future, it's going to get worse and worse, and we got to change that. So if it's possible. But Spirit Guide told me, move.
And then I dreamed, too, that there was like 3 of them all in a row.
Like 2004?
Time, probably next year, you know. And they were like, it was like they were dancing.
I mean, that was the worst. When we were here in 2004 in Florida, and I feel like every other weekend we had a hurricane.
We had eight hurricanes in 1 year.
we're having another hurricane again
every weekend.
Yeah, the last storm, it was like Ophelia or something. We went to a bar. We were just burnt out. We're like, we're going out. I was a lot younger back then. But, yeah, I hope and pray that doesn't happen. We've been lucky so far recently. But,
and then Wilma took my mom's – I mean, she was with me, but – her poor little double-wide little trailer got all wrecked at Wilma in 2005.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Wilma. I was doing Katrina work with that one. So I'm very familiar with hurricanes. I've litigated those cases for like 20 years, but still. I think for this storm, we'll be okay. That's my personal feeling.
Yeah.
A good part of the side of the state. Yeah. I think it's going to be more of a North Coast event up toward the Panhandle. Okay. Let me see who this is. 813, actually. Hi, 813. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself?
Yes. Well, actually, really, I just wanted to see what you guys get for me, what the spirit guides have to tell me, and maybe anything regarding any type of love life or anything like that in the future.
Okay. You want to go first, Kelly Jo?
Well, love life is you have to throw away your list and be more open, because there is a person that really thinks a lot of you and would like to go out with you, and he's buzzing around you and he's in your circle of friends, so be more open.
What about anybody from the past? Like, do you see anybody from the past coming back?
No.
That I had a strong connection with?
No. That wouldn't be good for you anyway.
Yeah, because there was someone in my past that came. Well, he's very young compared to me. And so I know that he wasn't ready to be in a committed relationship because he was overwhelmed. He had too many things going on. And obviously he's getting older as the time goes on, and I see that he's watching my social media now. And I was just wondering if he would be coming back at any point in time, like matured and come back.
I see you with an older gentleman, actually.
Really?
And it's somebody you don't know yet.
Okay.
And you'll probably meet him in January of next year, and he's like 6'3", blondish hair, and brown eyes. So there you go.
You said he's older?
Yep, older by 5 years.
Oh, he's older than me?
Yeah.
Gosh, I never go for older. Ever.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. I feel like, you know, it's interesting because as Kelly Jo talks to you, I pick up stuff like almost like we can feed off each other psychically or spiritually. I told you that before, Kelly Jo, when we worked together. But one of the things I got is someone's very shy and there's somebody from the past you're going to communicate with, but someone else, you're going to have more than one option is what I see. I see at least 2 to 3, actually, between now and February. And I think that's going to be something that you're going to be kind of trying to figure out what you want to do. But I feel like ultimately you do date somebody. I can't get the age of the person, but I'm seeing someone with a truck and a Jeep. So they have 2 vehicles and they're not hurting for money. And I feel like they have they've been successful at an earlier chapter of their life. And I feel like it's going to be somebody you're happy with, stable, and you're not going to fear things. So how that plays out, I see about three people courting you or trying to, you know, get to know you between now and February.
Okay.
And that includes one from the past and then two others.
Do you see anything else that is anything that I would need to know? Just any spirit guide things, like, about anything else?
I feel like there's something coming up that you need to say yes to about, like, a trip or something. There's going to be a trip you have where someone's inviting you to go on a trip, like, after the holidays, so January. And I feel like you're going to be introduced to someone from that trip, or there's going to be some opportunity from the trip that's going to be beneficial. So if you get invited to go somewhere, it could be a road trip, it could be a flight somewhere to go somewhere, it's going to be beneficial to whatever trip you get invited to go on. I think it's going to be you get introduced to certain people, I feel like. So just keep your options open. I see you in a social environment, meeting people through, like, a work environment or through friends. I just see you meeting and interacting with different guys, and I see at least two to three guys, you know, making it known that they like you between now and, like, seriously, not just, you know, playing a game or anything.
Yeah,
but
like, not all these
shy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So I was going to say, someone is very shy that hasn't expressed their full intentions to you. So keep that in mind, too. I feel like you're going to be having things revealed to you. So that's within the next 4 to 5
months. Is that like someone that I previously knew? Is that someone that I actually – because I don't – I mean,
no, someone from your past. Someone from your past.
I was going to say, I don't talk to that many guys. It's like, okay, I was going to say, I don't talk to that many guys that are just like friends that I would feel like would be that type of person. That, like,
you know,
my friend
group. You might run into this person at an ice skating rink or something, I feel like, too. The person from the past, you might see this person at some ice skating event or something, like a Lightning, if you're in the Tampa area, or, like, an ice hockey kind of thing or whatever. I just think you might have that opportunity, too. So if you get invited to something like that, look at that as well. It might be through work. They might get tickets. So.
Hey. Work did say that they were talking about that, possibly doing that, yeah.
You should go on and go on and do that too. Good opportunity to meet people.
Awesome.
All right?
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
All right, that's it.
Bye.
All right, let's see. We have 503. Hi, 503. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zell.
I'm so excited.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you.
Good.
Good, good. What's
good.
Your name?
Good. My name is Riley, and I am in Tampa as well.
Oh, hi, Riley.
And
welcome to the show.
I just had a couple questions for you both, especially after all the storm talk that we're having. But coming the early next year, my lease is up, and I'm kind of in a situation where, unfortunately, time to buy is not right now. But if mortgage rates are possibly going to go down by then, or if I'm going to end up renting, or a situation where I – you know, just kind of a sense of direction, if I'm going to stay in Tampa, if I'm going to jump ship and go somewhere else, kind of what you guys foresee there.
Okay. I'm already starting to pick up. What's your connection with Boston?
I don't have any connection there. I've actually never been there.
There's something about Boston in you. You're going to move more interior. And it's a great job opportunity, I feel. And you would live on, like, a bay.
Okay, we like the sound of that. Anything you're picking up,
Jake? And then what you would do is you would rent first, and then you're going to find a cute little house for sale by owner and buy it outright.
Oh, great.
And it'll be like a... It looks like it's built in, it's an older home, built in 1948, all wood. It's like a three-story, and it doesn't have the tequila stair. And it's a raised-up house. It don't have a basement. It's on brick, and it's wooden floors. It has a fireplace, and it has 2.5 bedrooms upstairs with a shower, toilet, sink, and then the master bath is downstairs. And there's a bedroom downstairs, a living room, dining room, kitchen, and you have a little cute little window that you can sit on that's like a bench seat, and you can read a book.
I love that. Thank you.
Wow. I love when Kelly
Jordan. That was very specific. Very specific. I'm like yeah. already know exactly how
that.
Can I see it.
Absolutely. She's my go-to.
Oh, I'm very good with houses. I can nail it.
I remember
that
time
that.
You described
okay.
the house I grew up in New Jersey. All right. Riley, thank you for calling into the show. I do see you moving sometime next year. I see you making new, even growing your circle of people because I see a lot of new people coming in, new energy, new beginnings. I see you traveling. I can't tell if it's like going to music concerts or I just see you busy enjoying yourself. And then I see you doing something group activity-wise. Like, once again, I don't know if that's a festival or if that's a sporting thing you do, like an adult sport event or something or tailgating, but I see you doing that after you move. And I feel like it's in the Northeast. I can't pinpoint exactly, but I wouldn't doubt if it's not Massachusetts. And I feel like you're going to do stuff up there that you haven't done in a very long time. And you're going to like, it's like a new energy for you. Almost like, you know, if you have the opportunity, take it. Because I feel like you're going to enjoy what comes your way that you would have never had you stayed in one environment only. So keep your options open. Just be open-minded to whatever it is that is presented to you in the next 6 to 8 months. Because I feel like you'll be satisfied in all of it.
Thank you. Very helpful. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Thanks. One more caller, it looks like. 386. Hi, 386. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My name's Alex.
Hi, Alex.
And I'm calling from... Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm calling from Tampa. I was just wondering if you could pick up anything about from my spirit guides. Like, you know, I'm trying to, like, connect with them. And
okay.
So if you could, I don't know, pick up anything that they say or whatever, that would be cool.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. As you were saying that, I hear things as you're talking. And before you finish, I got meditate, meditate, meditate. Three times.
Oh.
They're making it specific. You have to clear your mind. And in order to do that, it requires that you try to, you know, think of light pollution. I use this analogy during my readings when I talk to people. If you want to learn to meditate, you got to think. If you try to stare at the sky in the middle of New York City and all the light pollution, you're not going to see much. You got to go in the middle of like the country, in the middle of a not very populated area to get a real stargazing involved. And that's the same thing with spirit world. In order for you to connect to your higher self and connect to your loved ones on your side of spirit guides, you got to get in a contemplated, mindful, meditative state. That could be breath work, you know, any various healing modalities, but it is important to do so. And that's what they're telling me to tell you, that you don't make enough time practicing that in order for them to be as closely to connect to you. But it is going to be, you absolutely have the opportunity to do that. And I think meditation would be good with breath work and, you know, trying to clear that mind of the stress and anxiety you deal with on a daily basis or something. I feel like you're under a lot of pressure sometimes. I feel like going forward, that pressure is going to see as impactful, meaning that you either cope with it better or you have good outcomes coming up. So there's something unresolved with a good positive outlook in the future.
Okay. And if there's anything, you know, good coming up in the next few months, like love or job, are you picking anything up that way? Or?
I see a new relationship by February, possibly a new job. If you were aggressive to look now, before the end of the year, you may hear something as an offer. I think there's some things in your life you're pretty satisfied with overall that you don't have to change. But the few things you do want to change, I'm being told between now and like through 2023 is a transformative year for you coming up. Things that you tried in the past that you weren't successful with. You could try it again in the upcoming year, and it'll be more successful for you because there's different things that are opening as opportunities for you that you haven't had in the past.
Okay. That makes sense.
And I feel like spirit guides are saying keep your head high. Don't feel embarrassed or ashamed or anything from the past that may frustrate you. I'm being told that you're going to find new opportunities and just be more lenient on yourself. Like if you feel like you have guilt about something from the past, if you had a mistake or if it's a relationship that ended differently than what you'd wanted. I just feel like there's something that from the past that like still lurks and bothers you. And spirit guides are saying, don't let that happen. Like focus more on yourself going forward. And if you do that, wake up in the morning, look ahead, don't look back. You can't get anywhere if you stare in the back seat or try to stare in the rearview mirror driving. You got to look ahead. And that's the analogy I get for you with this stuff.
And what I'm getting is there's going to be a job opportunity a business partnership offered you. Also, your guides are screaming at you to quit analyzing everything to death when you do meditation. It ain't no thinking thing. And they want you to listen because you do not listen.
Do not listen to who? To my guides?
They want you to listen. That's the main word that they're telling me.
Okay.
I think they're saying listen right now is what I'm getting. I got them saying listen right now. Like whatever we're telling you, you got to pay attention to this. Like they're not just saying it for lip service. They want you, and they don't want you to be stubborn with yourself about things. If you're stuck in certain old habits, they're saying unstick yourself with that.
Okay. And just one last thing, is anything going to be spiritual? Like my job, is it going to have anything to do with spirituality?
I got, yes, it could. You have to take the steps to make it happen, though. You can't be passive about it. You have to network and be assertive is what I get. Be assertive and you might have a dual track. Like I've been a lawyer for many years and then I became a psychic. Like you might do something like that where you have like your day job and then you do the spiritual stuff, you know, in the evenings or as a side situation, but that'll eventually grow for you. If you put the effort into it, you'll be able to. It just requires, like, when you plant something, you have to grow with the right care and time, and that's how this stuff is. Same thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you both very much.
And, you know, more important than anything else, just focus on what's coming up because I see good things coming in your plate, coming in your direction. Going next year, I said it's a transformative year, so for me that represents positive changes. They're not going to be one you regret.
And use your be flexible.
Okay. Okay.
So, learn how to pivot.
And one thing I will say, one thing I'm getting is there might be a romantic interest that you may have in the coming months, and there might be somebody who has another relationship that they're not completely disentangled from. So if that happens and you're presented with that, I would take a step back and let that person take care of their personal business before you have anything grow from that. Because I see this being a confusing thing for you, and the other person doesn't want to hurt you intentionally, but she can't let go of another relationship. So just use that as a red flag to pay attention to it and require that they take affirmative steps in ending another relationship completely before you get involved.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Kelly Jo, so what do you have coming up?
Well, like I said, that my show, October 17th, and then the fair. So what about you?
I have a lot coming up, but it's just taking it one step at a time. But I'm very excited about things with the new show coming out, the Psychic Visions, and our Paranormal Universe Network that's coming out in the future. As I said, anyone who has a paranormal show or a show that's psychic, spiritual, missing people, unsolved mysteries, ufology, you can pick those various things. I've been starting to research the podcast that exists in this broad area, and it's a pretty big umbrella. So I'm very excited about that, Kelly Jo. And I'm excited about us working together and having some opportunities in the future as well, like we've talked about in the past. And I'll share with our audience, like, you're my go-to person when I need psychic advice. Between you and Megan, I feel like I'm pretty covered with a pretty good psychic umbrella there. But I love when you describe these specific things because they all happen, and I just enjoy it. I really am. That's like one of the best things that happened from the show is meeting you, and I just love our relationship after all these years. And I know that's going to continue on in the future, and I just see good things out of that, and we're going to help some people and enjoy everything along the way.
And thank you. I enjoy you, too. I have so much fun working with you.
Yeah, I think we're more family at this point than just colleagues, even though, you know what I mean? It's like I feel that way, like when we can get that close and do some good stuff together. So.
Yep, you're adopted.
Absolutely. Well, we're running low on time, Kelly Jo. How can people reach you?
KellyJoePsychic.com and 561-333-5367.
Great. And anyone can reach me through my website, thesocialpsychic.com, or through Instagram or any social media. I'm happy to – anyone want to reach out, ask questions, I'm happy to talk to you. Thank you so much. Kelly Jo, thank you so much, everybody, for coming on the show. All right. Thanks. I'm going to do my closing and just conclude, but thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. I just want to thank everybody for calling into the show today. It was great to have this episode. It's been a few weeks, as I said. There's good things coming up, guys. Just stay positive. I know there's a storm coming to Florida, and hopefully that'll get handled. But I just don't feel like it's going to be as severe as some people may think. I may be wrong, but we'll see. But just stay, just keep a positive mindset. That's what I've learned in the last couple of years. And if you do that, you look forward, you don't look back, things turn out in a very positive direction as a result of these things. And a lot of it, I think half of what we deal with is ourselves, our own obstacles. And I'm prone to that like anyone else. Meaning, like, if you outpsych yourself, you doubt yourself, you worry too much, you overthink. You know, if anyone has mental health issues, get help. You know, see a doctor, be expressive. You don't have to hold things in and suffer alone. And if there's something from the past that frustrates you, work on healing that. Forgive the person, forgive yourself. Take appropriate steps for yourself to make yourself get the closure you need on certain things or whatever it is. Just, I'm at the point now where I just feel like life's too short for us to gamble away our sanity and happiness for something that we don't have control over. And it's better if you take the steps within yourself to heal yourself the best way you can. And then the universe always has this amazing notion that when certain people leave your life, new ones fill those voids. Definitely pay attention to that as well, because I've noticed that as well over the years. Thank you so much for tuning in the episode. We'll be doing this regularly, guys. I also want to announce that my show is going to be moving over to the Paranormal Universe Network in the future. So that'll be something that's a growth for our channel. And for us personally, I mean the show, I'm very excited. And the last thing I'll say is I have really loved being able to be creative. This new show that I work on and this show too, just using creative license to come up with episodes and concepts and stuff. And I look forward to the future. And I think each of you should as well. So stay positive, because when you're positive, anything's possible. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore.
Are you looking for that perfect gift to express your appreciation for your loved one or bestie? Well, look no further. Royal Susie offers one-of-a-kind designs with genuine high-quality crystals, stones, and the most precious of metals that are guaranteed to satisfy the urges of your inner king or queen. Each piece is handcrafted with love and is sure to inspire and captivate all. Indulge yourself by visiting Royal Susie's website at www.royalsusie.com for splendid items like agate bookends, impressively crystal-studded bottle stoppers, and beautifully handcrafted nightlights that will charm every room in your home. Royal Susie's featured collections will truly delight your guests and always make them feel welcome. Any questions? Contact Royal Susie directly by email at royalsusiedesigns@yahoo.com.
At Baker's, no matter where you order free pickup, you get the same great deals as you'd get in store. So you can save when you order during band practice, or at the dog park, or wherever. Start your cart with the Baker's app and save from wherever today. Baker's, fresh for everyone. $35 order minimum. Restrictions may apply. Subject to availability.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Are you a fan of classic cinema or a young person who wants to discover the best films of all time? Do these legendary movies still hold up?
On the Generation Film Podcast, two guys who grew up when movies dominated the culture share a great film with a panel of young movie lovers and see how it plays for today's generation.
We discuss changes in storytelling, styles, representation,
the making of each film, its initial reception, and how its meaning has changed over the years.
Join us as we explore cinema classics across generations on Generation Film.
Electric Acid. Welcome to Ringside with Ray and Prince. My name is Ray Leonard Jr.
Oh, that's no, that's just my dad.
My name is Prince Daniels Jr.
Daniels again with a big home touchdown.
On this show, we come to humanize
athletes, entertainers, business executives. We're going to see what makes them tick.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you there. Peace and power.
Electric acid. Electric acid.